This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. The U.S. and Russia signaled their willingness today to reach a new deal on nuclear arms control by working toward a freeze on warhead arsenals for a year past the February expiration of the current weapons pact. Russia proposed extending the accord for the new START arms control treaty. Moscow said it was ready, together with the United States, to make a political commitment to freeze the number of nuclear warheads held by the parties through February of 2022, while a new treaty is being negotiated. The new Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty was signed in 2010 and imposes limits on the two countries' strategic nuclear arsenals. It can be extended for 5 years, which Moscow has said it is ready to do without preconditions. Britain and the United States are condemning what they said were a litany of malicious cyber attacks orchestrated by Russian military intelligence. At a news conference, Assistant Attorney General John Demers says the alleged Russian military hackers released a computer worm that shut down systems and endangered innocent people from Ukraine to Pennsylvania. Britain and the United States said on Monday the hackers were involved in other attacks, such as the hack of the 2018 Winter Olympics opening ceremony in South Korea. Meanwhile, Japan's chief government spokesman reacted Tuesday, saying that malicious cyber attacks cannot be overlooked, and the country will proceed with anti-cyber attack measures to make sure the Tokyo Olympics succeed. The games were originally set for this year, but postponed due to the coronavirus pandemic. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Election day is close, frighteningly close, with anxiety on both sides, probably outpacing hope with only 2 weeks left to go. Both candidates are in full tilt. Nearly 30 million Americans have cast early ballots in November's presidential election between President Donald Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden. Now, that's shattering records as voters adjust to the coronavirus pandemic. The elections chief for Orange County says that the office is receiving 400% more early ballots than 4 years ago. The next debate between the two candidates is slated for Thursday evening. A spacecraft from U.S. space agency NASA is set to touch an asteroid, break off a sample, and bring it back to Earth for the first time during a history-making mission that culminates today. As a matter of fact, it's to go on in the next few minutes. The OSIRIS-REx spacecraft is set to attempt a touch-and-go sample collection on the asteroid this afternoon. The event is expected to take more than 4 hours. In a statement on its website, NASA says the spacecraft is about the size of a large passenger van, has been orbiting the asteroid since 2018, and is now more than 321 million kilometers from Earth. Scientists are interested in the asteroid because they believe it contains material from the early solar system, and they believe it contains material from the that may contain molecular precursors to life and Earth's oceans. The asteroid is about as tall as the Empire State Building and could potentially threaten Earth late in the next century, with a 1 in 2,700th chance of affecting our planet during one of its close approaches. The U.S. Justice Department has filed an antitrust lawsuit against Google for allegedly violating federal law by using its dominant market position to stifle competition. The agency alleged in its long-awaited lawsuit Tuesday that Google abused its dominant market position to maintain monopolies in online search and search advertising. Google did not immediately comment on the lawsuit, the most significant legal challenge to the U.S. technology sector in more than two decades. U.S. President Donald Trump says the United States will remove Sudan from its list of state sponsors of terrorism after the country follows through on an agreement to pay hundreds of millions of dollars to U.S. terror victims and their families. The move would allow Sudan to once again receive international loans and aid that are needed in order to boost the country's economy. For more on all these stories, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.